Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalit, and we're holding the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Just to remind us what we're talking about is a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, very famous machloikis, whether Chotzi Shir is awesome in HaToyra or Mutam in HaToyra. Meaning that typically all food items that you eat or that you drink, there is typically a shiur which is given. Most of the time, the gabi achila, it's a shiur of kizayis. Most of the time, the gabi drinking, it's a shiur of revias. But Yom Kippur, it's different. But that we're talking in general now. Now, our Gemara tells us what happens if a person wants to eat or does eat less than a shiur. Has he been oiver an iser? Person knows he's not allowed to go and eat chazer. Chazer, you'd be chayiv malkus if you eat a kezayis, and you have edim v'hasra. What happens if he only eats a half a kezayis? In other words, a very small amount of chazer. Does he say, okay, it's not a shear, I have nothing to worry about, everything's great. He doesn't have anything to worry about in terms of getting malkus. That's true. But it's asur, it's prohibited. The question is it prohibited min hatoira, or is it prohibited midraban? So the Gemara said that Chutzi Shir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is awesome in a Torah. Reish Lakish holds it mutam in a Torah, but awesome midrabban. Based on that, five lines from the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, according to Reish Lakish that holds it, it's awesome midrabbanon. Ihachi lo nechayiv alei karbin shvua. He should be potter if he makes a karbin shvua. Allah matanan, why did we learn in the Mishnah? Shvua shloi oichel. Shloi oichal, v'ochal nevelus u'treifish kotzim v'ramosim, he's chayov, v'reb shimin poiter, v'avinim v'amai chayov, mojo v'oimin mehar sinai hu. Mietzshem, when we get to learn Masechta Shavuos, we'll see that the Gemara says that ein shvua chal al shvua. If you've already made a shvuas bitui not to eat something, for instance, is a piece of cake, I make a shvua, I will not eat this piece of cake, period. And then 5 minutes later, he makes a second shvua. I am not going to eat this piece of cake. Once again, the same shvua. He's not chayv on the second shvua because one shvua is not chal on a pre-existing shvua. Something more says, what about if you make a shvua not to eat those things which are anyway osur? For instance, I have in front of me a piece of chazer flesh, and I make a shvua, I will not eat that piece of chazer flesh. The Gemara says that that shvua also is not a valid shvua. Why not? Because it's also a shvua chal al shvua. Well, what shvua chal al shvua? Because we are all mushba va'oymed. Mushba va'oymed is an expression meaning that we've all entered into a covenant, into a bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we're not going to go and eat chazer or nevelus or treifish kotzim or amasim. And therefore, if I make a shvua not to eat them, I would be potter because I'm mushba va'oymed mehar sinai. That being the case, says the Gemara, I don't understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechta Shavuos says, he makes a shvua not to eat, and then he eats the veilus, the treifus, the kotzim, the masim, he's chayv. When we're talking about chayv, we don't only mean that he's chayv on eating the veilus, the treifus. Of course he's chayv. But we're talking about he's chayv on a shvuas bitoy. If a person makes a shvuas bitoy, then the halach is he has to go and bring a special carbon. Which carbon do you have to bring? Achatas oyle v'yoyred. There are only three times that you have achatas oyle v'yoyred. One is shvuas bitoy. Another one, I'm sorry, shvuas se'edis, which we had. And tomas mikdash v'kadoshav. For those of you that don't remember achatas oyle v'yoyred, that means it depends on the person's means. If he's a wealthy person, he brings a kizbo se'ira. If he's not so wealthy, he brings a
birds.
He brings a can of toirim or bnei yoina, and if he's even poorer than that, then he goes and brings a korban mincha, minchas chatas. Anyway, so our Gemara tells us he made a shvua not to eat, and he ate nevelus treifas. Says the Tanakhama, he's chayv. Reb Shimon says he's potter on the shvua. We understand Reb Shimon because he's mushba ba'oimid. That's why he's potter. But why does the Tanakhama hold he's chayv? Va'avinim ba'amai chayv mushba ba'oimid har sinayu. I don't understand. So the Gemara gives two answers. Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan the Amri be'koil dvarim hamutarim dvarim asurim. It's talking about that when he made a shvua, he was kolel both. Meaning, not only did he prohibit himself through a shvua, through a vow, not to eat non-kosher food, he also made a shvua to not eat kosher food. In other words, he made a very broad shvua. In fact, perhaps that's loshen. The Mishnah says shvua shalei oichal, meaning I won't eat at all, period. I take upon myself today, Thursday, I'm making a shvua not to eat anything. Zero. Gunisht. Shemi. Nada. Klum. And then he ate Nevelis HaTreifus. Now, certainly the shvua is chal on cake and on all those things which are kosher. So our Gemara tells us, according to the Tanna Kamma, it's chal even on the non-kosher items. Why? It's what we call a migoy. Migoy, that the shvua is chal on the kosher items, it's also chal on the non-kosher items. And that's why you're chayiv. So had he made a shvua only on the non-kosher items, he would be potter, mushba v'oymid. However, since he made a broad shvua to include everything, no, mamayla, just like it's chal on the other stuff, it's chal also on this, and that's why you're chayiv, according to Rav Ushmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, in interpreting the Tanna Kamma. Rish Lakish Amar, I have another pshat. Iyata moitzel mafarsh chutzi shiva libe derbam, oi bestam ba libe derab akiva. Di omar odom uise atzvoi becholshu. Rish Lakish says, I have a very simple pshat. It's talking about a person who went and threw his shvua, went and asered upon himself a chutzi shir. That until now, he's only asur, because I is. Bekabeya, Berevias, whatever the shir happens to be about the particular food that he's eating. And guess what happens? Now he makes a shvua not only not to eat a full shir, but even to eat a chutzi shir, or a mashahu. That you're not. There is no mushba v'oimid mehar sinai, says Reish Lakish. And therefore, according to the Tanna Kamma, the reason why he talks about the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva, because there's a separate machlokes which is brought in Masechta Shavuos, and that is that every time a person makes a shvua not to eat something, for instance, when he says, I'm not going to eat a piece of cake, does he mean a kezias of a piece of cake? Or does he mean even to eat a mashahu of a piece of cake? It's a machlokes. So Rabbanan say that when a person makes a shir, his mind and his speech is like the Torah. And just like the Torah, there's always a shear. When he says, I'm not going to go and eat cake, he also meant a shear of cake. And that would be a kezias. Aha. According to Rabbi Akiva, since a person just talks kederach b'nei adam, if I'm not going to eat cake, I'm not going to eat any cake. Period. Zero. Gunished. Ah. So says Igmar, says Reish Lakish, if you want to find the case when a person made a shvua, shalei oichal, and he eats Nevelis HaTreifus Katzar the Muslim, that he is chayiv, it's talking about Lamashal, according to Rabbanan, that he made a shvua on a chatzi shir, meaning he stood up one morning and he said, Rabbi, say, I know I'm not allowed to eat Nevelis HaTreifus Katzar the Muslim, but the Torah only asks it b'shir kizayis, I hereby take upon myself a shvua with an oath, with a vow, not to even eat a chatzi shir. And he ate a chutzi shir. That's what Tanna Kamma says you're chayiv, because you're not mushba v'oymen on a chutzi shir. You're only mushba v'oymen on a ganzi shir. Remember who's talking? It's Reish Lakish who's talking, who holds that chutzi shir is mutter min ha-toira, l'shitasai. Or, b'stam alivu Rabbi Akiva. You don't have to say according to Rabbi Akiva that he said b'feirish a chutzi shir, because Rabbi Akiva says whenever a person makes a shvua not to eat something, that's implied. So if he made a shvua, I'm not going to eat Nevelis HaTreifos, the shvua is chal. Because even though you're mushba v'oimim mehasinai not to eat Nevelis HaTreifos, but that's only b'shir kezayis. When he's mushba v'oimim, that means that it's as if he took upon himself a vow and an oath because of the fact that he joined the Jewish people.
Okay?
No problem. Anyway, these are difficult concepts. I'm sure we're going to get to shvua soon.
Vocabulary.
And we'll get through it. Yeah,
it's difficult there too.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any easier.
Especially the first 15-16 bucks. Anyway, oy bestam believe it, because Rabbi Akiva holds Adam Oyser Atzmachosho. Just by saying, I make a vow, an oath, not to eat Nevelis HaTreifos, guess what? He's also already Bechosho. The shvua is chal. So what's that's the end of that discussion. But now the question is, what's the kasha aliba de Reish Lakish? If you would tell me according to Reish Lakish that not only chotashir is mutam en hatoyre, but it's also mutam en rabbanon, then the teretz that he gave is a beautiful teretz that is talking about a chotashir situation. Either he says it expressly, or like Rabbi Akiva that holds, he said it implicitly. Each time, chotashir is mutter, min ha-toira, mid-rabbanan, it's mutter, he makes a vow, the vow is chal, it's effective because of the fact that until now he's mutter. Now he makes a vow, it's not a mushba v'oimit situation. But once Reish Lakish holds that chatishir is also midrabanon, every drabanon has on it a degree or a covering of a deraisa. Why? Says Rashi, because every drabanon were mushba v'oimit because of the famous lav of loisaser mikoladover she yagidu lecho yomenu smile. Loisaser, when the chacham tell you something, you gotta listen. Remember, Rashi says in Chumash, even if they tell you al yamin shu smoil, smoil shu yamin, if that's what the rabbis say, that's what you have to go and follow. And since the Chazal has told us, according to Reish Lakish, that a chotzi shir is osam mid rabbanon, so that means that it's osam min ha-toyra. Not expressly min ha-toyra, but implicitly it's osam min ha-toyra. So, Ibazoi, how does Reish Lakish say that you'd be chayiv on such a shvua? After all, you're mushba va'oimid because of the lois osur. Azoi freitimar. Second line. Vachite, maybe you're going to go and tell me. Kiven de isli hetem min ha-toyra, kochayil korbin shvua. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, it's tak emes, there is a lois osur. But since the lois osur is not addressed expressly and specifically and explicitly about nevelis utreifetz, it's just a generic, general lois sosur, maybe that doesn't rise to the level of a mushba v'oimed, and since it's mutter min ha-toyra, maybe the shvu is chal after all, and that was Reish Lakish's teretz. But I'll show you that even things which are only osim midrabanan do rise to the level of an iser d'oraisa in Hilchoy Shvuos, and that's what we're talking about, Shvuos. Vatnan, Freitimor, Shvuos Eidus, which Brother Shai told us a moment ago, that's also in the parish of the Chatas Ole V'yoyrit. Now, what's the case of Shvuos Eidus? You go over to somebody and say Eidus for me. I don't know any Eidus for you. I don't know. But you do know, you were there. I don't know. Make a Shvuos. I swear that I don't know any Eidus for you. And then afterwards, he concedes and he confesses that he taka did know Eidus. What does he have to do? He has to go and bring a korban chatas oyle v'yoyrit. So now the Mishnah tells us, but this doesn't apply across the board to all people in Klal Yisrael, only to those people that are eligible to go and testify. They have to be valid witnesses. So the Mishnah says, Shavuos Eidus in the Heges of L'Uyin L'Hoyet. It only applies to those people that can say Eidus. Now we're not talking about those people who are possibly Eidus, because for that we have a full-fledged Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos, which goes and enumerates all those people who are possibly Eidus. Who be psulim Eidus? For instance, women and ketanim and choitim and people who are mute, chayish choitim v'katan, people that are chas v'sholem, ganovim, gazlonim. There are a lot of people that are osir and possibly Eidus min ha-toyra. However, what our Mishnah is telling us is not those that are psulim, but they're not ro'uy l'hoid. Now, the ro'uy l'hoid, that sounds like a vague term. What does that mean? Vavinimba, lebutimai, what does that come to exclude? Rapopam lebutim melech, it comes to exclude the king. That even though the king may be the most trustworthy, the most honest person in society, when he refuses to go and say Eidus, he cannot, and afterwards he confesses that he did know the Eidus after all, he cannot be labeled as a person who's chayiv on a karmel chatas oyle v'yoyrit. The reason for that, says Rashi, is because the Mishnah says Masechta Sanhedrin, because of the lofty position of the king, loy meyid v'loy meiden oisai. You cannot bring the king in front of the Sanhedrin and go and try to be done him, to try to go and have a case against him, as well as he cannot be expected to come and say Eidus for somebody else, because after all he's the king. So therefore he's not royal hoyed. See, he's out of the picture, out of the parsha. No Shavuos Eidus applies to him. Who else? Ravacha b'yankev amar lemuti misachi b'kuvya. Misachi b'kuvya means a person who is a gambler, person who plays with cards or plays with dice, and he gambles. That misachi b'kuvya is not ro'uy to be an aid. Not minatoyra. Minatoyra is okay. Midrabanon. Why midrabanon? Because of the fact it's also considered to be a shtikle gezeila. Meaning that in case he wins the wager, the other guy loses the wager, so he is stealing from him. What do you mean he's stealing from him? The other guy agreed. He only agreed because he was sure that he was going to win the wager. If he knew that he was going to lose, he would never have bet in the first place. Nobody wants to go to Las Vegas to lose $1 million. You want to go there because you want to win $1 million. So any time that you lose, the person who is gaining that amount is considered to be a gazlan midraban. Not minatayra, midraban.
It's a hard sale.
You see how many people go to Las Vegas. Anyway.
They just recently found a kuvya in archaeological...
Okay.
And they, you know, they quoted from Gomorrah that you see that they, it was prevalent and they...
They've been gamblers in every generation.
They have the die that the same, you know, like very similar. Oh,
like a chip or something?
No, a dice.
It's like 1,000 years. Really? So anyway,
did it look like our cubes of today?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay.
Kubia. They had it in Arutsheva. They brought it.
All right. Yishkoyach, thank you for sharing that. Anyway, so bottom line is a person who happens to be a gambler, he's also disqualified from being an aid, and therefore he is, according to Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, what it says in the Mishnah that Shavuos Eid is in the Heges Beruyin Lahoyed, that includes a Masach Mekuvi. Now let's think about this for a moment. A Masach Mekuvi Min HaTorah can say Eidus. And so therefore, if he was going to make a Shmaidrai and say, no, I don't know Eidus for you, and make a Shavuot, I don't know Eidus for you.
He should be Chayv Korban Ol Yoreh.
He should be Chayv Korban Ol Yoreh. So just because he happens to be disqualified Midrabanan, who cares? Right, the Rabbanan misachik bekovi midereisa mechzi chazi. It's Rabbanan who debaslo. The only reason why he's possible is because midrabanan. For lechayla alei shvua, and because of that, the Mishnah says that shvua seidus doesn't apply to him. So say the same thing over here. That even though the din of chotzi shir is only also midrabanan, according to Reish Lakish, so it's like the Masach Bekuvia that is only disqualified midrabanan, but just like the Masach Bekuvia, we go and say that Rabbanan is upgraded to prevent the person from saying Eidus, and therefore Shavuos Eidus doesn't apply to him. Say the same thing over here, that if the person cannot eat a Chotzi Shir midrabanan, so then it should escalate to become a deraisa and say that the Shavuos Bitui should not be chal on him. So when he makes a Shavuos Bitui, I'm not going to go and eat this Chotzi Shir. You can't eat the Chotzi Shir anyway. It's Midrabon, you can't eat it. But it's only Midrabon, not Midiraisa. But you see, like I'm Masach Bekuvi, it's only Midrabon and not Diraisa. Moshe Lamahadover Doime. What happens if a person today would want to go and be Mekadesh Yaseisha with something which is Osir Bahano'o Midrabon? Something which is not Osir Bahano'o Midiraisa, Osir No'o Midrabon. I can't think of any cases at the moment, but there are cases of Isra Nodraban. So that being the case, if he's Mekadosh Isha, would you say, well, Midiraisa, it's Tokhal, because after all, he gave her money, and Minatoira, this money, this item, whatever, is Mutterbana. The answer is?
Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. If Bezdin decides that something is Isra Hana is different than everything else, because all Hana, all monetary value is resting on Chazal's impressing it with value.
Very good, very good. But the Mefarshim explain it a little bit differently or a little bit broadly, and they say that the reason why you cannot go to Mekadosh Isha be'isra nod rabban is because it has no value. If you were to go and take it and try to sell it and try to do anything, you can't. It's also by nod rabban. See, even though Min HaTorah it has value, but Min Rabban has no value. So if it has no value, I'm not giving anything to the Isha, to Mekadosh Isha. So therefore, it's worthless. And therefore, that's similar over here. You're telling me a Shavua Se'edis, he's only part of Masach Bekuvi Midraban. It's like Emes. Abulamaisa, he cannot say Eidus. If he can't say Eidus, then there's no Shavuos Eidus that will be Chalan, even though the Psul is a Drabanan Dika, Abulamaisa he can't say. So says the Gemara the same thing over here. Even though the Isser of Chutishir is only Drabanan, Abulamaisa he can't eat it. If he can't eat it, the Shavuos should not be Chal Olov. And Reish Lakish says, according to the Tanai Kamo, that he is Chayav on eating the Velus of Treifus, even a Chutishir. Moshani also in the Amakra. The Gabi Shavuos Eidus is different because it says in the Pasuk, Im lo yagid v'nosa avoinai. If he doesn't say Haggadah Eidus, he will bear his iniquity, his sin. V'hai la bar godu klal lemaisa, he cannot go and say Eidus. You could stand on your head and say, Deraisa, Drabon, Drabon, Deraisa. Ab lemaisa ken ijog. And therefore, you cannot say about him that Im lo yagid v'nosa avoinai. He can say, because we won't allow him into the Bezin Shtibel to say.
The Pesul's in the Gavra, is that what you're saying?
Call it the Gavra Chepz, it makes no difference. The point is that The Torah is only mechayev shuas eidus on someone who can speak and testify. He cannot speak and testify because the rabbis don't allow him, because he's disqualified. So even though the disqualification is only midraban abalamaisa, he cannot say eidus. So whether he denies, whether he confesses, whether he admits, whether he agrees, makes no difference, because we won't allow him into the courtroom to go and say eidus anyway. So therefore, the whole shuas eidus doesn't apply to him. Mash Inkin over here, we don't have such a pasuk im leyagid, and so therefore the din of chutzi shir, since it's only osam midraban, not osam midiraisa, says Rish Lakish, the shvur can still be chal after all, since he is mutter min hatoira, and now he's asking himself through the shvur, he's not a mushba of oimid, and the shvur is chal according to the Tanakama, that's where you chayv. Frank the Gemara. Okay, so you can really put two dots over here. We're going back to the original kasha of the Gemara yesterday. What was the original kasha? It says in the Mishnah, Yom HaKippurim, Asur b'achilu b'shtiyah. And then the Gemara started off, Asur, Anish Karis. So it's not just Asur, it's Anish Karis. In other words, implying that Asur sounds like, you're not allowed to do it. If something is Anish Karis, it should say, Yom HaKippurim, Chayav. And chayiv what? Either it should say explicitly chayiv kares, or Rashi should say chayiv chay means chayiv kares. But just to say osir, osir sounds like, yeah, you're not allowed to do it, but okay, worst comes to worst.
Chayiv usually means chayiv korban chatos b'shogeg, not chayiv.
Well, if you find that, if you like that better.
This is an assay, so it doesn't the inui is an assay.
You don't get kares on Yom Kippur?
It's a...
G'chol ha-nefesh eshel lo yisa'una b'yatsa miyayim ha-azav v'nichriso. And therefore, if he did it b'shoigig, he has to bring karm chatas. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, v'chol ha-yichud etoni onish kares, lo yitoni osur. You're telling me that the use in the Mishnah of the word osur is inappropriate, that if there's a chi of kares, it would never say osur. That trivializes it. It would say chayav. But time, let's see a price. The price says that Afu Bisha Amru Osur Bikulan, even though our Mishnah and the halacha is that you Osur in all of the five different inuyim in the Mishnah that we enumerated, Achilu Shtir, Achitza Sichan, Yisandu, etc. Le Amru Anish Karis El Ala Oichel Vishoise Vishoise Mulacha Buvat. The only ones that get Karis are the people that eat or drink, or do malacha on Yom Kippur. A person who goes and takes a shower on Yom Kippur. A person who goes and smears himself with oil, and he comes into shul with shoes. He's oisig b'tashu shemitah with his wife. Even though all of these are osur, but there is no isur koris which attaches to them, only to the oichel b'shoise and to the oisim malacha b'vad. So that's the end of the braisa. So now I see that the braisa itself says that even though I say osur on all of them, but there's only karis on some of them. What do you mean osur on all of them? You should say that they're all chayiv, not the lashon osur. Is the chasimun that even though certain things are onish karis, you can still say osur. Nishkefer lach. And therefore, says the Gemara, I don't understand the premise of your kash. It says osur. And you see the price also says osur. Everything mahaki kama. In fact, we have to and add a few words to this braisa so that it is consistent with the premise of our kasha. And that is, we start the braisa again. Kisha omru osur, loy omru ella bikechotzi shir. When we learned in our Mishnah and when we're learning in our braisa that there's a din of Yom Kippur, osur. What means osur? Bechotzi shir. Because on chotzi shir, there is no oynish. It's only osur. Aval b'kishir, if you had a full shir, then onish karis, then in fact you get the full karis. However, continues the brayser, the outreach onish karis, ain't onish karis on all of the five inuyim, those are the only ones that you get onish karis, and the others are all taka osur, avada, but there is no din of onish karis. Anyway, by adding these few words, what we've accomplished is that the osur doesn't attach to the case where there is an oinish of karis, it only attaches to the case where there is no oinish of karis. Like the Bryce itself says now, according to this new version, kishomer osli omru elebe chati shir, but not by a full shir. The boyisema, and now the Gemara gives the simplest teretz to our kasha. Again, why did it say osur in the Mishnah? Why didn't it say chayiv? Very simple. The boy is saying, "Kiktoni osur ashara." The whole reason why it says in the Mishnah the word Aser is because we have such a long list which include both of those which are Chayiv Karis and those which are not Chayiv Karis. So if I would just say the word Chayiv, I would say, oh, Chayiv, that sounds like Chayiv Karis. Oh. If I say Aser, Aser is like the lowest common denominator to go and say all of them are Aser. As far as what the Oinshim would be, that depends. Or the others. So therefore, Aser is an easy term that applies across the board. And that's what the Gemara says. Kiktani Aser Ashar on the other guys. The Tana Rabba Rav Yosef Bishar Sifrei Dibei Rav. Rav was the one that composed. He's the author of the Sifrei. What's a Sifrei? Those are Svarim of Medrash of Halacha on Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Devarim. But there were other Sifrei Dibei Rav other than those. And those other Svarim, Rabbi Rav Yosef wrote, they said, they're quoting from, Minayin liyom kippurim she'asur b'chitz v'sich v'tidu sanu v'tasha shemitah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It only says in the Torah, l'gabe the din of achil v'shtiyah. We didn't say achil v'shtiyah. We're going to see Mechem on the Amud Beis. But all these others don't say b'feirish anywhere. It's how do I know? Tam v'loimar shabos oin shvuz. Now what's the right? What's the shabos oin shvuz? What does he mean with that? So if you look now on the number two of the Torah, Ora Shalem. This is a pasuk. Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hilachem, V'inisem es nafshi, Seichem chukas oilem. Now, what means Shabbos, 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 Yom Kippur, Shabbos? What's the Shabbos, Shabbos? That word Shabbos comes to tell you that you have to be shoveis, that you have to go and rest and refrain from certain other activities other than those which are said expressly. What are those other activities that you have to rest from? That you cannot go and take a shower, and you cannot go and shmir, and you can't have the sasandal, tashramita. You learn that all based on shvus. Now the question is, how do I know that I learned these things, shabbos and shvus? So for that we have a Rashi, and that Rashi is 3-4 lines before the wide lines down below, all the way down below, says Rashi, shabbosin. V'gabe inuksiv. The word Shabbosin is related to the word Inui because the pasuk that we just quoted says Shabbos, Shabbosin, Hilachem, V'inisem, Esnafshi Seichem. So Shabbosin together with Inui. V'chihechad Shabbosin Omer B'Shabbos. By Shabbos also we have a couple of times in the Torah that refers to Shabbos as Shabbos, Shabbosin. Just like over there by Shabbos, by the extra word Shabbosin, As mechubei rabbanon shar malachay shulay hayu b'mishkan ve'ena malachay gemura. The chachamim use that word shabbosayin to add to the lamites malachays which were not in the times of the mishkan and therefore not a malachay gemura. Nevertheless, the chachamim added that based on the word shabbosayin, and that's where the word shvus comes from. When we say ein shvus b'migdash, that means the dinim derabbanon that they added to the diraisis. The Gabi Inoy, the Chsiv Shabbosin Hulachem, Hochanami, Shabbosin, the Gabi Inoy. Here too it says the word Shabbosin by Inoy, the Pasik by Yom Kippur. The Chsiv Shabbosin Hulachem, Vinisim Nafshi Sechem, Loisiv Al Inoy Achilushtia, cause he comes to be Moisiv on the Dinim of Achilushtia. Rashi on the surface seems to equate the Hilchois Shabbosin of Shabbos to Shabbosin of Yom Kippur. Well, that's really the Gemara equates. However, Rashi goes one step further, and he says it's Shabbosin that we're referring to are Dinim Dirabbanan. That would sound like, therefore, that the Inuyim that we've added of the Rechitza and the Sicha are perhaps also only Midrabbanan according to Rashi, and that is fertile ground for many of the later Mepharshim to discuss. Is that what Rashi really meant? That just like over here it's an Asmachta, here it's also an Asmachta, and if it's Drabbanan, or Rashi didn't mean it, but most of the Rishonim and other Mepharshim say that these are Diraraisis, notwithstanding the Rashi, so either they're arguing with Rashi, or they're explaining Rashi differently, that in fact Chitza, Sichem, Yisra, Sam, Tashmita are the Arises, but they're not on that same level of Achilu Shtia or Asiyas Malacha. So though they're awesome in HaTorah, there is no din of Kares. And we're going to have a lot more discussion in Mirchem tomorrow and the day after. Zukti Mar Gufa, let's go back to Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan, awesome in HaTorah, Rishlakish, Rabbi Mutzah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, awesome in HaTorah. You know why? The Kivin, the Chazi, Litz, Terufei, Isura Ka Ochil. Since this Chatzi Shir, although on its own you're not Chayiv Malkis or Kares or Misa or whatever you're eating, nevertheless, but you could be Mitztarefit, meaning you're starting off with a Chatzi Shir, but were you to add a Navi Chatzi Shir, and make a ganze shir, then avada, there would be an onesh. So even though it's not a full shir, it's only a half a shir, because it's chazit strufa, you could add it and make a complete shir. It's also min ha toira. Now, what exactly is that svara of Rabbi Yochanan of the chazit strufa? So there are a couple of pshatim given the mafarshim. One pshat given the mafarshim is the fact that you can mistarif it with another chazit shir. That means intrinsically and inherently, this is a dover iser. Because if this was a dover hatter, you could, if I have one piece of cake and I add another and a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth, it still remains mutter no matter how much I add. How come by chazir, if I add to a chutzi kazayis, another chutzi kazayis, all of a sudden there is a din of an oynish? It's a chasimin that this is prohibited stuff. So even though it doesn't rise to getting lashes for it or getting another onesh, but it's prohibited because if you added another shtickle, it'll be mistarif. So that's the siman tzaraya that it is iser. Another reason that's given is because of the fact that if you eat a second piece together with it, it will grow into a full-fledged isur. And since it will grow into full-fledged isur, you're going to go and get petch for it. What are you saying? How is this different than the first pshat? What happens, for instance, on Yom Kippur? It is a minute before the end of Yom Kippur, and I eat a chatzis shir. To eat the other chatzis shir, I'll never be able to finish it on Yom Kippur because there's just no time left. I can't. I can eat as quickly as possible, but it's remaining the time in another 3 seconds. I'm never going to go and finish off the entire shir. So the question is, am I going to go and get, am I over an issa min ha-toira when I'm eating this chutzi shir right before the end of this month? According to the first pshat, that the chutzi litzterufei tells us that this item is a dover ha-asur, even though it doesn't rise to getting an onish for it, but it's a dover asur. So even if eating it only at the last 3 seconds of the tanis, bottom line is, it is a dover asur. However, if you're saying that the only reason why it has an isser because you could be mitzarif it and have an isser hasholein,
it's not possible.
That's not possible. There's only 3 seconds left, and therefore it wouldn't be awesome enough. So there's a lot of discussion among the Mefarshim exactly how you teach, how you explain chazit strufa. But that's Rabbi Yochanan says it's a valid dover asur. The Torah always tells us the word of Lesoichel, Lesoichel, Leyachel. All of those are the shyness of Achila. And anytime the Torah tells you Din of Achila, we know Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Machitzin, right? It's all Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is by Dvar Achila. Normally, the shir is a kezayis. And so therefore, if you eat a shir kezayis, you have eaten. If you only eat a chatzitzayis, Tos heis nish gegessen. That's not considered to be eating because it's so little. It's not even a kazayitz. So therefore, mutter benatar. Freit yimara eis ve Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Ein li ele kol she yesh noi bi oynish. Yesh noi bi azhara. Anybody that, not any, anybody, any isur that has an onish, I know it also has an azhara. Because ein oynshin el im kei masirin. So if we know that the Torah says you're going to go and get a punishment, there must be an isser attached to it. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a braisa which talks about kvi v'chatzis shiur hoil ve'enoi bi'oynish yochel enoi ba'azhara. I would think a kvi is always a safik chai, a safik behema. I'm not sure whether it's considered to be a regular animal or whether it's a wild animal. And a chutzis shiur hoil ve'enoi ba'oynish, there is no oynish about these.
We're talking about chilev of a kvi, because it's a kosher animal.
Okay, thank you. So, Barry immediately points out, when we're talking about the din of a kvi, what's the shiloh we have? So whether it's behema, whether it's a chay, what chilek does it make? Now, if you mean it would be like I'd be eating the chilev of the kvi. Because if you eat the chilev of the behema, chilev and nechrisa, a din of karis. However, by a chay, there is no din of chilev. So what happens if I have a kvi? I don't know if a kvi is a behema or a chay. What do I do? So I would think, yochel ein basar, no problem. Tam leimer, kol chilev. Where's this pasuk number 3? Davar b'nei Yisrael, leimer, kol chilev shor v'chesev v'eiz leisei chilev. Now, the Torah already goes and enumerates all of the various behemoths. It could easily have said, chaylev, shor, v'chesev, v'ez, loisa chaylev. Those are the three animals that we eat. So why does it say, kol chaylev, shor, v'chesev, v'ez? That kol comes to tell you that even a chotzi shir, as well as even a kvi, happens to be awesome min hatoyah. So what do I see, says Rabbi Yechid Rish Lakish, that chotzi shir is awesome min hatoyah, chadach ha-posi, kol chaylev. Why are you, Rish Lakish, stubbornly saying no, that chotzi shir is mutz min ha-toyra? Kol chaylev tells you chotzi shir is awesome min ha-toyra. I'm the finish of Braisa, chotzi shir. Yochel, eina ba'olidish, yochel, eina basar. No, it is basar. Everything was zokt, Rish Lakish, when this Braisa said, kol chaylev, it's only midrabanan, v'kro asmach to be alma. It's not the real McCoy idea, Raisa, it's the rabanan. Now you got to tell them, come on, that doesn't sound like it. If you look at the price, it says on its face. Cold. It says, Yochel Ein Basar, I would think there's no Isser. Tamaloy Mekol Chaylev. So you're telling me this Kol Chaylev is Drabonin. And the Ein Basar, this old Drabonin, Drabonin, Drabonin. It doesn't sound right. Hochanam Estav, no, I'll bring you proof that that's the real Pshat. These all Gadai, the Raisa, Kvi, Sveikahu, Itzrach Krol, Lasuye, Sveika. Zokti Yimora, because if you're going to go and tell me that we're talking Taka D'Oraisa, a Kvi is a Suffolk. What means a Suffolk? Is a Chai or a Behem. But it's a Suffolk to you and to me. Do you think the Rabbi Yishalom knows? Of course the Rabbi Yishalom knows what is a Chai or Behem. He hasn't told us, and he lets the Chachamim and Chazal to try to figure it out. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. It's a Kroga, Suji, Sveika. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu add the word Kol to say, oh, by the way, you earthlings down below, if you can't figure it out, then I include it with Kol. No. According to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he knows for sure in his infinite wisdom whether it's a chay behemah. He doesn't need a kol to go and be married. Is lechoyra araya that this is only a drasha drabanan? It's only an asmachta that min hatoyra. I would not need a pasuk to go and tell you that to include the chaylev of the kvi. Whatever the chacham will finally be koveya. If it's a behemah, it's included. If it's chai, it's not included. I don't need a kol to go mimar. Is the charay lechoy that we're talking about a drabanon? Says Yimor Nishkarai. Imishim holo yiria. That's not the right word. Because he holds kvi is a berry b'fnei atzmihi. That it's a berry b'fnei. In other words, it's not a suffix. It's a third category. Just like Lahavdil they have on these government forms.
You're pronouncing it Tvi?
Kvi.
It's like Koi to me, no?
There are three pronunciations which are acceptable in the Talmudic. Some say Kvi, some say Koi, some say Kevi. And then there are Litvakas who say K, because they pronounce the O, the Koi, as K. But it's okay, whichever way you do it. You see how much it's in doubt? We don't even know how to pronounce it. That's how doubtful the Kvi, Koi, K, Koi. Yes.
Yeah. The post called Chaylev, right? He's trying to say that even Chotzi Shir should be also, right? So we know they're sure in the Torah, that's for sure, right?
Absolutely.
So maybe, if he's going to say maybe by Chaylev is no sure, but Kol Chaylev is maybe, that's no Chaylev, maybe, I'm just thinking aloud. But what, my love, Kfir, my love, Chotzi Shir, Kol Chaylev means all Chaylev, right?
All Chaylev.
So in theory, maybe even a Tipa, maybe even a Kol Shur.
That's exactly the Drosha. Look at the last Rashi. Rashi's saying exactly like you're saying. Where do you learn it from Chaylev? Says Rashi, Kol Kaloimer Afilu Kol Shu. Mamish like the same Ripsimcha.
That's only
so beautiful.
That's only by Chaylev. By Chotzi Shir. There's Chotzi Shir, not Chotzi Shir. May Chaylev is Lafuke. Not that.
Chaylev is exclusively a Kol, even a Kol Shu. A Kol Shu.
Chaylev
is fat, right?
Chaylev is fat.
So bin fat is going to Mizbeach.
Yeah, what's your question?
So how does this get into this discussion?
Okay. That's a very good question. You're really asking what Ripsimcha is asking. Okay. And that is, we're not talking about fats over here. We're talking about issue of eating on Yom Kippur. You're right.
Eating anything
on Yom Kippur, correct. But now we're taking this and we're broadening the discussion so that it would be applicable not only to Yom Kippur, but even to today, Thursday, in the middle of Tammuz. How we are making it general? By saying that every single prohibition in the Torah, any prohibited food, even though there is a minimum of a shiur means a minimum quantity.
And a half a kazayas.
So what happens if the person were to eat a half a kazayas today? So now, what half a kazayas could you eat? You could eat in the velus atreifus. It means meat that was not geshochten, that it was not slaughtered, which is all the treifa meat that you buy in the street, that you buy in the supermarket, unless it says that it's kosher. Normally it's all non-kosher. If you ate less than a kazayas, what's the din? It's osman. No. It's osir. There's no din of onesh. We won't go give you a patch for it, but you get, you if you have an isr, it's a prohibition. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even the smallest quantity is osir min hatayra. Well, according to Rish Lakish, it's only osir midrabba. But let's not go and talk about nevelus or treifis, not kosher meat. Let's talk now about chaylev. Chaylev, and talking about fat, there are many items of fat in an animal which are prohibited to eat. Not all the fat, because there's some, when you buy a piece of meat which has a kosher symbol on it, there's usually little pieces of fat attached to it. That fat you're allowed to eat. However, major parts of fat in an animal you're not allowed to eat, but only by a behemoth, which is a regular domesticated animal. If you're talking about an animal which is a wild animal, you're allowed to go and eat the chaylev. The question is, what's the status of a kvi, koi, kevi, kei?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. None. You and I don't know. Because Baruch Hu does know.
Half a goat, half a deer.
It's a wild gazelle or something.
A mix.
It's a wild gazelle. It's not really a deer.
Well,
it's
getting back to my question. Kolchem is only about chaylev, not every chassid year.
We haven't gotten to your question yet. First,
it's a crossbreed of a goat, a behemoth, and a deer.
Okay. Oh, dear.
One's wild and one's deer.
So
it's a crossbreed.
It's a mixture.
It's a mixture.
Lun Chulin, I had that sefer with all the pictures. He says it's like a wild gazelle. It resembles a deer, but it's from the goat family.
Good. Fine. Anyway.
But it's not Oilu Mizbeach. Why would his chaylev ever be usher? If something is, the issue of chaylev is derivative of something being...
No, these are two separate halachas. They are very close parallel, but the fact of the matter is that they are different. In other words, the issue of eating chaylev by chulin is not because you're not allowed, because you have a chiv to put it on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. It could very well be, and I'm not a baki in Hilchas Chaylev, that there are additional parts of Chaylev in the body of the animal which you don't put on the Mizbeach, but nevertheless remain osir in terms of Achila. So the two are not exactly the same. They are parallel. But now getting back to Simcha's question. Simcha's question was that perhaps only by fat, only by Chaylev, is there a din that Chotishir is osir. Maybe that doesn't apply across the board, right? Is that your question? And the answer is that typically whenever you find an Isser in the Torah, and you have no reason to say otherwise, you say, Dover shiyotze min haklal, loy lelamed al atzma yotze, elamed al klal kula yotze. And that's what we call either a binyan av or a mamatzino, that if we find there's an Isser over here, in all likelihood the same thing applies in a parallel case, unless you have a reason to say differently. What would be a reason to say differently? L'mashal, when you have shnei k'suv mabon k'echad, that the Torah says in 2 out of 100 places that there's a special issur, why did the Torah have to go and repeat it a second time? They're going to tell you, shnei k'suv mabon k'echad, ei melamdin. But if you only have one kasim melamdin.
So
therefore, since the Torah says by chaylev kvi and chotishir, that both of them, the halacha is even, though there's no onesh, but nevertheless there's an azhara, so now we learn the kola teira kula. The same thing applies. The gabi chotishir. We can't say kola teira kula kvi applies to kashrus because it's a kosher animal.
Yes, it's only for the question. No, the kvi is a step. It's better than azhara. We know.
It's not necessarily. It's not very azhara. Maybe it's a suffix.
That was in Morris Hoppe. Right. Something in more instance. But please don't confuse the two. Let's address each question one at a time. Your previous question was that maybe chotishir only applies to Hilchis Chaylev and not to.
Correct.
And the answer is. Exactly. So therefore, it applies. Kol HaTorah
Kula. So then, that's the case. Say that this is well, maybe the reason why we hit Kol Chaylev is only by Kvi. So that's why Kol Chaylev, it's exclusive to a situation where we don't know. So Kol Chaylev means Meram is on. Since it's a suffix, so we say Kol Chaylev. Even the Kvi, even we're not for sure, but it's a Kvi, if you will, not Kapi Shmai, but here is an unknown. Animal in terms of behemah chay,
and therefore
so that's what. So kol chaylev is only about chaylev. Why? Because chaylev is we have a unique case of kvi here.
Right.
In kippur, we know it's also if every human being can eat over mitzvah, except you know whatever medical situations. So I mean, so just to try to learn that kol chaylev from the kippur is that a place? So
kvi, of course, as you're 100% correct, would only be applicable here, because there is no such thing as kvi for other dinim toyer, except for perhaps it would be a din maybe you're not allowed to go and breed kviim, because of the fact that you're not allowed to breed together the sakhli shavachim or yachdav, you're not allowed to make kelayim. So you might figure out other instances where kvi is shaykh. But Chotashir Shech Kolatera Kula, says the Gemara, we will learn from here the Kolatera Kula. So now what is the Gemara trying to bring a right? The Gemara said, initially Rabbi Yochanan said, you have a right that it's a posik that's awesome in our Torah. Says Rish Lakish, maybe it's only Asmachta Midrabban. And I'll bring you a raya that it's only midraban. What's the raya? Because kvi is a suffix. And if a kvi is a suffix, you don't need a posik to go and tell you hilchos sveikis, because everything is klapishmal yigali, or Kodesh Baruch Hu knows whether it's really a chai or a behemoth. Says, well, no. That's not a raya. The truth of the matter is that it is vadai. Even here for us, b'nei odem, it's vadai. And it's what we call a beri b'fnei atzmi. Meaning that if you take if you had a government form for all the animals to fill out, the animals have to go and fill out, are you a domestic animal or are you a wild animal? So 50% would write, I happen to be a domestic animal. 50% would say, I happen to be a wild animal. The Kvi says, I need a third box. The third box is that I am a special category of neither behemoth nor chaya, but a hybrid behemoth chaya, and that's a very different thing to me. That being the case, says Imar, that's what the pasuk has to tell you. Call that not only all behemois is there a din of chayla being asur, but all kvim there's a din of being asur, and therefore it could very well be a deraisa, and you have no raya that it's only draban. And the ilay temach, if you're not going to say that hodam of idibar avin av kol la suya kvi, the avkol. Now where's this avkol? Not by uns. Now we have another case, Reb Simcha, of Kvi, and this is the Gabi Dam. We know that you're not allowed to go and eat the dam of an oif and a behema. As we used to do a posik, Rashi brings on the second, third line, how the Omer of Idi Baram decreases, Av kol la suya Kvi, diktani hasam kol dam lo yisechela la oif la behema, ma oif behema miyuchadim. Same thing applies to Kvi as well. We learn from this posik of the kol dam lo yisechela, says Rav Idi Baravin, that a kvi, you're not allowed to eat, it's dam. Aha! Nochmul, kvi sveiku. If a kvi is a sofik, it's rekro lerbuye sveiku. Ella ber yishani. Just like over there, Rav Idi Baravin felt you need the kol. La suye dam kvi. Why? After all, it's rekro lemute sveiku, lerbuye sveiku. No, because this is a third category, it's a third box that you have to fill out. Hachanami, the same thing applies to Gabi Chaylev, also Beri Yishani, the same thing. You're going to say because Dama Vachai is also.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Chaylev of a
Beri. You're asking Kashav Idi Baravin. You're not asking.
Yeah.
Idi Baravin says we learn from the word culture.
Because Dam is usher from any creature. It's, I've said maybe fish, but any mammal, blood is usher, whether it's a Chay. In the case of a Chay, the Chaylev is mutter.
Why, Taka, do you say that fish and blood is mutter? Because there's no Isser which attaches to it. So Kvi also could be like fish, that maybe it's separate, the separate barrier, maybe there's no din of dam. So I have to have a limud to go and tell you that kvi is also just like any other behemoth, any other chai. Because it's not a behemoth, it's not a chai. It's a third category.
It's not a category.
It's a third category.
We determined already that Kapa Shemaya, it's one or the other. We don't know.
No, it's the Havamina.
You are referring to the Havamina. No. We should not conflate the Havamina with the Maskana. According to the Havamina, it's a Sapphic. According to the Maskana, it's a berry b'fnei atzma. It's a special berry.
So it's not
according to the Morris Terrence.
I got it.
So now in the government form, you'd have to have four boxes. You'd have to have one. We address the animals. Are you a behema, a domesticated animal? Are you a wild animal? Are you a third type of animal, meaning the kvi? Chai is already a wild animal. That's number two. Are you a third animal, an other, and that's the kvi? And the fourth would be fish, because fish is also not an animal, and not this. You could have a fifth box for fowl. In other words, each one is a different category.
And six boxes, maybe one wild, each the chai, or fish wants to begin off
today. So kvi is in a separate.
You have to say at birth, what?
How do you identify?
Okay, let's go back. Talking more about it. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk that on Yom Kippur, Ta'anu es nafshei sechem. That's the number one pasuk at the beginning on Torah Ora Shalom, all the way at the top. Vois lechem lechukas oylem b'chodesh hashvi bi'osa lechodesh te'anu es nafshei sechem. Now te'anu nafshei sechem means you should go and torture yourself. How do you torture yourself? Zok t'yimara yochol yeshe b'chama oy betzina k'deshi yitztayer. That Yom Kippur was 95 degree weather. maybe Tana Nafshtecha means you should go and sit in the sun and sit until you bake and you broil and you get hot and you're sweating and sweating bullets, and that's real inui. Maybe that's the way you're mekayim it. Or maybe if it's a Yom Kippur, what happens to be 5 degrees, you should sit outside without a sweater and without a jacket and freeze. Maybe that's what the Torah means you should Tana Nafshtecha. Tama loimar, the very same pasuk says, so I learn one from the other. We say, how are you mekayim on Yom Kippur, not being over, not violating this rule? Simply by sitting down and not doing malacha. If you don't do any of, for instance, the Lama Tes Malachos of Shabbos, if you don't go into your field to go and plow, and you don't go and sow, and you don't plant, and you don't water, and you don't harvest, and you don't do anything like that, so it's Sheva Taisa, by sitting and doing nothing. That's how you fulfill V'chom Malacha Leisasa. So the same thing is, you're fulfilled to Anas Nafshisechem by sitting on your hands and doing nothing. So if it's hot outside, and I say to everybody, okay, now you gotta go outside to be mekayim, to fulfill to Anas Nafshisechem that you suffer this torture. No, there's no such requirement. You do nothing. So there too, you do nothing. Don't go outside. You don't have to go outside. Freit Yimara, the Eima, Haicha, the Yosef, Bishimsha, V'chayim Leit, Loi neimalei kum toiv betula. So the Gemara starts off the other way around. What happens if you started off Shachris morning on Yom Kippur? It was during Rachman Leslan, the COVID season, and people were all davening outside, not inside the shul, because they were afraid of being contagious, and they had to be 6 feet apart with 3 masks on the nose and on the toes and all the rest. And he was sitting out in the Shemesh. When he started off beginning of Yom Kippur at 8 o'clock in the morning, it was nice and pleasant, it was machai. By the time it got 12, 1 o'clock, it got very, very hot. So maybe the halacha is Sheval Taisa. If you're sitting there in the hot, blazing sun, you're not allowed to get up and leave the sun, because that's Tana Nafshisechem. You have no inui. That's what you're supposed to do on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to suffer the heat of the sun. Right. You're telling me, b'chom malacha leisasu? It's not like b'chom malacha leisasu. Shev al taisa. You're in the sun. I'm not telling you to go into the sun. But if you're there already and you're sitting there, stay there so that you should be mekayim this ta'anat nafshisechem. Ve'im ha'echa diyosu b'shimsha, if he was already sitting in the sun. V'chayim lein, it's getting hot. Lo'i ne'imale, don't tell him, come get up. Tuv betula, sit in the shade. No, you're supposed to be, over. You're supposed to mekayim tanas nafshisecha, or the same, the other way around. What happens? Yosef betula v'karolei. He sat down in a shady spot, and it's very, very cold that day. It's an unexpected, not heat wave, but cool wave.
Cold snap.
Cold snap. Oh, that's going over the whole northeast and the north and then the southeast and who knows where. And as a result, it's freezing on Yom Kippur. This person shouldn't have sat there in the first place, but he did, and he put on a coat and he put on a sweater, but now it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, it's freezing, and the guy says, I'm suffering. So maybe we should tell him the same thing, Nochemul, that Yosef Betul v'karale loy neimale kum toy b'shimsha. Don't allow him, don't go and say to him, get up, move over to another seat out in the sun, because Sheval Taisa, if you are suffering, that's what you're supposed to do. And that, when the Torah tells you Tanu Nafshisech, maybe that's the Taich, that's the definition of Tanu. And for the more now, Tum the Malacha, once again, it's just like Malacha. Ma Malacha lechilak de bo afinu leitachlik boy. Just like Malacha, we didn't make any distinctions. By inu, you don't make any distinctions. What do you mean by inu, you don't make any distinctions? So Krashi, you cannot go and say, sitting, go sit in the sun. That's not a kiyum of Taras Nafshisechem, because it's not a Sheval Taisa. But rather, if you're sitting in the cold and we tell them, go and get up, that's violating Taras Nafshisechem. So what you're saying is, it depends on whether he was sitting there before or whether he wants to go and sit there now. We never made such chilukim. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top, any type of doing malacha one way or the other, it's going to be awesome. Afinu namish isurai bechotzdod of kama yotzu cham v'tzina shem yeshev hariu beinoy or shem yoshev hariu beinoy v'im lo yoshev einu mitzvah leishev. to go and make these types of distinctions and say, sitting in the sun sometimes is a fulfillment of Ta'anos Nafshasechem, but sometimes not. What does it depend on? Depend on whether you were previously sitting in the sun and we want you to stay in the sun, or whether you're sitting in cold and we're suggesting to you to go and sit in the sun. So in one case you are Mekayim, the other case you're not Mekayim. That's illogical.
The sun moves, you're sitting in the sun, and then the sun moves and you're in the shade. You didn't move. Mm-hmm. You actually shave al tase, you didn't move, but the sun moved.
Yeah, that's for sure. But then we're not talking about a case like that. We're talking about a situation where that if the person, let's talk about one case, not get mixed up with multiple cases. The person happens to be sitting in the shade, and we tell him, oh, you're not Mekayim Ta'anos Nafshasechem. You know how you get Inui? You have to get up now, and you have to sit in the sun. Go over and sit in the sun. Says, you want to know, they can't, because you can only be over if Shevi Altais. What happens if somebody who's already sitting in the sun, and he wants to get up? No, you're not allowed to get up. You gotta stay in the sun, because otherwise you're violating Ta'anos Nafshasechem. Shev al Taisa, sit there. Says he wanted to go and say to this person, you do not have a din of going into the sun. And the other guy, you say, you have to stay in the sun. That just doesn't seem to make sense. And therefore that cannot be. Anyway, so therefore Ta'anos Nafshasechem is not referring to the sun or to the cool. But Tani Yidach, I have another braisa that suggests the same thing. Maybe that's the din, that you have to stand or sit in a cold place or a hot place. It's got to be just like malacha, you're chai b'mokim acher. Where you chai malacha b'mokim acher? L'moshel, every single Shabbos. You have the same din of kares, that you're not allowed to do malacha, just like Yom Kippur, just like Shabbos. So therefore, same thing. So in a nefesh also has to be something that I find somewhere else that it is osur, and that I'll apply that, if there's an issa kares somewhere else, I'm going to apply that to Yom Kippur. So what type of in a nefesh, what do you mean? Veiz is that. Eating pig of an oyster. If a person eats pig of an oyster throughout the year, any day of the year, there's a din of kares. What happens now on Yom Kippur? Maybe that's what the pasuk means to Anos Nafshasechem, that we're adding another level of isur and saying, don't eat pig of an oyster on Yom Kippur. Why? Because there's a din of kares. And since I find it mokum acher on a Thursday in the middle of Tammuz, you're not allowed to eat pig of an oyster. So on Yom Kippur, you're also not allowed to eat pig of an oyster. And that's the definition of Ta'anos Nafshasechem, to refrain from eating pig of an oyster. So Timara, that's fine. Of a pig of an oyster, shein bekares. Maybe then the Isser Achila only applies to pig of an oyster. What about eating Tevel Marshal? There's no din of Kares over there. There's only Misa B'day Shemayim. So maybe that should not be included in the Isser of Yom Kippur. Tam Aloyma, because of that we have Ta'anos Nafshasechem, which is the pasuk that we quoted. But there's another pasuk, V'inizim Nafshasechem. We got a double whammy to Psukim. Riba. And therefore that comes to include not only the dinim of pig of an oyster, which are bekares, but it comes to be marba, even tevel. So Gemara, fine. What about nevela? If a person eats nevelos, he only gets malchus. So maybe that would be permissible to eat on Yom Kippur. Not that it's permissible, but there wouldn't be an issa Yom Kippur of inui that attaches to it. Tam aloyim, that's why he says in the pasuk to anu v'nisim nafshasechem. The Gemara seems to be just quoting the same pasuk as before. We'll get back to that. Riba, it comes to include even the veil. Obviously, the veil should be lav. The obvious achun and she'ena belav. Maybe I should only include the nevela, because at least there's a lav in mokum acher. But there's no lav by chulin in mokum acher. Regular chulin I can go and eat on a regular day. So maybe that's permissible on Yom Kippur. Tam aloyim ta'anu v'nisim nafshasechem riba. It comes to include chulin as well. Okay, so I'm not allowed to go and eat, as you pointed out, pig of an oyster, which has a din of kares. I'm not allowed to go and eat tevel, there's a din of misa b'day shemayim. I'm not allowed to eat nevela, because at least there are lashes. There is a malchus. I'm not allowed to eat chulen, because at least in isur nafshasechem. But ovi ha-chulen she'ena mekum v'achol. Maybe I'm allowed to eat on Yom Kippur truma because it's a mitzvah of eating truma. Not for me and for you, but for the kahanim. Maybe the kahanim are allowed to go and eat truma because it's a mitzvah to eat truma. And if that's the case, maybe they can eat that on Yom Kippur. Tam aleimer again. To anu b'nisim l'nafshasechem riba. It comes to be marbed that as well. So obviously, a truma that you're not allowed to eat, she'ain't even about to eat it because there's no iser of noiser if it spoils and you don't eat it. However, the obvious kachim shem baltisiru. Maybe you're allowed to eat kachim on Yom Kippur because the Torah Befeirush says, don't leave it over. So if I have kachim, which have not been eaten yet, I better eat it on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's permissible. Tamalim again to Ananash Sechem, Vinisan Ananash Sechem, I have the two psukim. Ribitz marba that as well. And we stop over here for a moment, and it would seem, therefore, what we see clearly from this braisa, from the beginning of the braisa until now, that ta'anat nafshi seichem doesn't mean to go and make these types of inui in the form of chama vetzina. It means achila, that you're not allowed to go and eat. And we've gone through virtually every single type of category of eating. Shkoyach. So now the question is, how does the pasuk, how does the Gemara use ta'ano v'ninisam so many different times? It uses it five times. Each time it says, maybe it's only big v'noisam. No, maybe it only means teva. Maybe it only means nebele. Maybe it's only referring to chulin. So we said this five times altogether. So does it say five times ta'ano v'ninisam v'ninisam v'ninisam? It doesn't. The Zoi Freit, that's the Tois Yishonim's kasha. And Tois Yishonim says, if you see Tois Yishonim in my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin, in the middle of the, about 10 lines in, Marav ben Yis, a bigul man, so does Pirish, her of Yosef, tahani chamisha inuyim de maisi hocha, chomish pa'omim, ta'anu es nafshe seichem, and also, v'nisim nafshe seichem, riba, lav hainu, or in the side, it takes that lab, but he says, "Lahu, haynu chamisha inuyim de amal kaman. Hani chamisha inuyim connected me. Bekamar connected chamisha munim atayra." And he learns all of them v'inisam. What is he referring to? If you go to daf ayin vav amid aleph, all the way in the bottom of the amid, about 10 lines in the bottom, osr ba'achila. You see at the end of the line, osr ba'achila. Ayin vav amid aleph, osr ba'achila. Hani chamisha inuyim kedegin me. We had in our Mishnah achilishdia and rechitz and tzicha and yisasan and tashashimita. What's the makar? Amr of chizik kedegin hey inuyim shabbat toira. There are five times where it says in the pasuk in this uva aser vaach ba aser shabbat shabbosin shabbat shabbosin vahoyisla chem. Where does it say inuyim? So we don't have to go through every one, but if you just go for instance number 7, do we have it over here?
Yeah, I have it.
You do have it? Okay.
My Gemara is missing. That's here in my bottom of my Gemara.
Okay, good. So why don't you read it? What's number 7? Uba'asar?
Uba'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh b'kukosh yelachem v'nisim esnaf
shesech. Oh, v'nisim esnaf shesech. Next one, number 8.
Uba'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh b'kukosh yelachem v'nisim esnaf shesech. Oh,
number 9.
Shabbos shabbosin hu lachem v'nisim esnaf shesech.
Number 10. So we have 5 separate psukim which are ta'anu. Dr. Rabbi Yosef here in Tois Yishonim, that's the 5. So even though the Gemara didn't each time go and explain that, the Gemara relies on our knowledge of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. So therefore, these are.
It's sort of the printer of your Gemara because he didn't include it in your.
Yeah, what can you do? Yeah. Okay, we have to get a refund. That's shot number 1. So now I know that ta'anu and v'nisem covers all different types of achila A to Z. Now 3 lines before the wide lines. If you're not happy with those drushes, how do you might have another drusha? Says the puzzle of Avadis Nefeshahi Mikerabama. That's number 3. And says Khal Nefesh Aloy Sasa Komalacha. The Ashetasa Komalacha Bezmiyamazah, Bavartias and Nefeshahi Mikerabama. That's a very strange lotion. Normally doesn't say Bavarti, but normally say Vinichrisa. So what is this Ibn Nefesh? It's telling us he Inoshihu Abidas Nefesh. We're talking about a torture, a pain to the body that ultimately chas v'shalom can lead to the person losing his nefesh. Because if you don't eat and you don't drink, chas v'shalom, it'll be avedis nefesh. So now, that's another nice makor that the inui that we're referring to is that of avedis nefesh, which means achilu shtia. What was wrong with the first limud? All of those 5, v'nisim nafshi seichem, ta'ana nafshi seichem, what do we have to come on to this new limit? So, maybe the previous psukim of v'nisim and ta'anu are talking about the inyan of aroyos. Now, why would I think it's talking about aroyos? If you skip 3 lines, you'll see on the 4th line, The Gemara says, "Venelef miim ta'ane es benoisai." This is Lavan who is talking to Yaakov Avinu and says, "Make sure don't do inoy to my banois. Vim ta'ane es benois vim tikach nosham al benoisai en yishimano rei alakim ei beni venechav." So therefore, the inoy in that connection is referring to the inyan of arayis. Ah, so maybe Vinisa Nafshesechem is telling you, yes.
Not arayis, it's relationships.
Right, because it's not.
Well, you're saying you should be kind of mitzvah of
we're not saying gilui arayis of prohibited relationships. We're talking about arayis. We're talking about relationships, like you say. And so therefore, maybe all the pasuk is telling you is the din of tashmish, that one should or should not engage in tashmish on Yom Kippur. And maybe that's the inu that we're referring to. How do we know that we are referring to achila ushtia? And that's the worst kashmach. Im ta'am nim nafshach loimar, v'hitem baroyis kamishto yikro. Whenever it says, v'nisem menashaseichem, ta'am menashaseichem, maybe it's referring to the im ta'an es benoisai type of inoi. Hari loimar, that's why I have another pausing. V'vadis a nefesh, he may care about more to go and tell you, we're talking about avedis nefesh, an inoi that avedis nefesh, that the person will chas v'sholem expire, he'll die. Inoshish v'avedis nefesh, v'zez achila o ushtim. Tzvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, nemar kan inoy v'nemar lahalon inoy, ma lahalon inoy ro'oven, af kan inoy ro'oven. Again, we're trying to find the makor that achila ushtia is awesome in a Torah, and there's a din of kares. Where does it say anyway? The Torah in Hilchos or in Parshas Yom Kippur, and we have at least three times the Torah talks about Yom Kippur. One in Parshas Achri Mois, one in Parshas Emor, another time in Parshas Pinchas. Never does it say you're not allowed to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. It only says these vague lishoinus of inu yesnafsh vinisim esnafshisechem ta'anu esnafshisechem vavadz yesnefeshehi. So how do I know the din of inu? So that's the first five psukim that we had. Ta'anu and vinisim comes to include every one of the different forms of achila, the five different categories. Okay, so that's one pshat. Maybe you're going to tell me, however, maybe inoy is really referring to the inyan of arayis. That's why vavadz yesnefeshehi avedis nefesh. Now we have the Rav Shmuel says, I have another Makar. Another Makar is from the Inoy of Re'ovayn. Now where does it say Inoy of Re'ovayn? So Rashi tells us, it says by the Mon, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilcha, Samon, Ashlo Yedat, Ata, Vavisecha, Vayancha, Vayarivecha. So Vayancha means he tortured you. Vayarivecha means that there was Re'ov and that there was a famine. Oh, so Inoy and Re'ovayn go together. That's how I know that Vinisim Nafshisechem is referring to Re'ovayn Chas V'Sholem of not having food to eat. Yeah? Frank Dimar V'Neilef Me'im Tanis Menoisai, that we spoke about a moment ago, the Rabbi In Yonei Arroyos, says he was done in Inu Midaram, Me'in Midaram, and done in Inaram, and Inu De Yach. The Vinisim Nafshisechem is referring to Kalal Yisrael. V'Yanch Bar Arivech is referring to Kalal Yisrael. Mashenke Tamanis Menoisai is a private matter, mit Lovan, mit Yaakov, mit the two Tzvaitechta, Rucha Alea. It's not for the masses, and therefore I prefer learning Inu Deram, Inu Deram. Right, tomorrow. Why don't we learn from Mitzrayim? Dechsev vayar es onyenu. Now, what does onyenu mean in that connection? So, what does it say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach? But means u'prishu zerach eretz. So maybe that's what we mean about inoy. And this is referring to Klal Yisrael in general,
right,
that they didn't want the men to live together with the women because of the fact that they didn't want them to have children, etc. So maybe that's pshat for Yom Kippur. El adon and ina b'day shemayim, ina b'day shemayim, adon ina b'day shemayim, ina b'day adam. The inyan of the inoy re'ovoin of the yanchavay revecha, that was min hashemayim. The din of tanas nafshiseichem is a mitzvah min hashemayim, that's mitzvah in the Torah. Vashenkein vayaris onyenu, that was performed by the mitzriim, that was ina b'day adam, and we're learning in b'day shemayim, v'day shemayim instead of from ina b'day adam. Next, hamal chilchem man b'midbar leman. Okay, so with that we have basically concluded our Mekoyrus. If somebody stops you in the street and says, how do you know that Yom Kippur you're not allowed to go and eat? It just says, Tanus Nafshe Seicha. So you tell them, it doesn't say one time, it says five times. With that I learn all of the different categories of Achila. Ah, maybe that's talking about Inoy of Arroyos. Oh, I've Avadatis Nefesh, he may care of Amah. Inoy Sheavetis Nefesh. I have another right. The Yanchvai Rivecha. It's talking about Inoy of Re'ovoin. Kodesh Baruch Hu fed us man in the midbar to go and pain us. What pain is there? That was free bread, free man every single day. He didn't have to pay a penny. I'm a chayah. The problem is that if you have any other source of food, for instance, a person happens to be a farmer, and Baruch Hashem, he's doing a nice harvest, so he knows that Baruch Hashem, there's going to be plenty of food. Pas v'salim. Here, the mun, you could only take the mun for that day, you couldn't take the mun for the next day. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Yisai, every morning you're going to go out, you're going to find mun. What happens if tomorrow is a rainy day and there's not going to be mud? What happens if there's going to be snow? What happens if it's going to be hot? If you have the bread in your hand, you have it in your basket, that's one thing. Yeah, tomorrow there will be. That was the inui. Avada, he didn't have bitochen namunef, but Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But it's still not the same thing as having your hands. So that was the inam. That if you see what you're eating and you know what you're eating, then you have a much greater degree of satisfaction.
Satiation.
Mashenken, if you're eating mun, where although it was mishtana to all different tamen, you could take a piece of mun and you can have a mind for sushi and for pizza and even for kugel and chulent. Ah, machaya, delicious. But lemaisa, you don't see the kugel and chulent. You don't see the sushi. You don't see the pizza.
You don't enjoy it.
Ah, I'm Rav Yosef Mikan. Remez lesumen she'oichel and tzvein. That's an allusion to the fact that lesumen nevachay, a person who's blind, although he eats, he never has that same degree of satisfaction or satiation that other people have.
And of course, Rav Yosef is a saginar himself.
Exactly. And says the Gemara that that's the second shot in the inui of the mun. The fact that, yes, you ate it, it was delicious, but you didn't see the sushi, you only ate it. You tasted it. Om Rabbi. Hilkoch man di islei sudasa lilechla el biyam. The Bai says, not only a blind person, but even a person, Baruch Hashem, who has vision, he should rather eat during the day than at night, because if you eat at night, you don't appreciate what you're eating, you don't see it. Om Rav Zeyr Maikra. I have another pasuk. Tuv marei naim alech nofesh. A marei naim that you see with your eyes, that's much better than just see it without your eyes. In other words, if it's at night and you don't see it. Since we brought this pasuk, Tuv marei naim, that it's important to have anoa seeing with your eyes, see more dashes for another type of anoa as well. Omri shlokish tuv marei naim beisha, yoyis migufish lamasa. A person has greater satisfaction about seeing a woman than actually going and doing the maisa with the woman. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Hirhure Aveira Koshem Aveira. Shenemar, like I said in the Pasuk, Tuy Mayer Naim, Mahalach Nafish. When he goes and sees a woman, etc., then he can come to all different types of taivis and blah, blah, blah. The actual Gufish HaMaisa, after it's over, it's up. But this, the seeing it is. So if you look, so why is the Gemara telling us this? So if you look at the last Toys Yishanim, you see the last stick of the last two lines. Tuy Mayer Naim, Isha Yoise, Hilkach Tzorch Lizor Moid Mimenu. It's come to tell you the Isser of Loise Suru Achel Abavcha V'Achel Reicham. Stay away from it. I'm just looking. Looking is worse than the actual. The Toy Marianai, the Isha Yosh, because you have a greater taiva, you have a greater lust of seeing rather than the actual Gufish Shemaisa, therefore, that's prohibited. Mm. And we stop with Yekita Bekois. Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow.
8 a.m.
8 o'clock, Rabbi Yisai.
Depending on the minion.
Depending
here.
On the